Hi, everyone, and welcome to There Has to Be More, where I go on a journey to find what else there is in this world besides our 9-to-5 jobs, kind of talk about my journey on becoming a Wiccan, and I'll just share things in my life that just seem a little bit more magical than usual. So today we're going to talk about just a few things. It's not going to be a super long podcast, just kind of an update, more or less. I just put out my newest blog on WordPress. It's called The Dream About the Lion, or The Dream with the Lion. I already can't remember. So that's thtbm.wordpress.com. There has to be more.wordpress.com. So I will leave the description and links below once I'm done. So today we're kind of going to talk about my last blog that I've posted. It is my first paranormal experience, and with that being said, I just want everyone to know I'm not a super crazy, I believe in ghosts person. I've had like weird little things happen where I've completely disregarded it because I'm not that skeptical. I'm not that like everything that happens every time the wind blows, I think it's a ghost. It has to be very convincing for me to believe that. I also don't have them often. My experiences have went down significantly since I've been in a better place in my life, and I've kind of eliminated the negative people in my life and try to be more positive. My experiences have gone down a lot. The other day I did have something weird happen. I don't want to say it was paranormal. I don't want to say it was a ghost. And I don't want to say that it was a hallucination, because that would also be scary. I was at work, actually, and it was probably, I would say, like a week or two. No, probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was talking with a customer, and I was working on a machine talking to a customer. And in my store, all of the windows, like the entire front wall, is basically just windows. You can see absolutely everything. There's almost no blind spots. They're massive windows. And I was talking to this customer, and I was watching a man about to walk into my store. So it was just a normal guy who's wearing like jeans and a t-shirt. And there was this little girl behind him, and she was blonde and she was tiny. She probably looked like she was like 4 or 5. And she had blonde pigtails and a red dress on. And the dress kind of looked weird. I remember specifically thinking, I was like, where did they get that dress? Like, that dress looks old. Like old fashioned. Like, it was red and it had like a black collar and black buttons. And like the sleeves were poofy on it. Like, it didn't look like something you could just pick up at like Oshkosh. It was definitely a weird dress. And so I was like looking at her. And the gentleman walked in the door, and his body kind of went in front of hers, so I couldn't see her. And so he walked in the door, and then the little girl was gone. She didn't follow him in. She didn't walk past any of the windows, and I would have seen her if she would have. And I kind of just stopped in my tracks, and I got really confused. I was like, what just happened? What just happened? And I was just kind of shocked and shook for a second. And then the customer standing in front of me is like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just saw something weird, and kind of just played it off, because I didn't want to be like, oh no, I just totally saw a little disappearing child. What just happened? And it was kind of weird. I've thought about it a lot since, because it was such a dramatic thing. And I've been getting like glimpses of things that I see in the corner of my eye lately, but I've just been playing off. Like I said, I'm not super paranoid all the time about anything. My first paranormal experience, though, was pretty traumatic, because I was young and it was confirmed that something weird was happening by a parent. So it was just really weird. So I was about 6 or 7, because it was before my sister was born. So I was about 6 or 7. And it was me, my brother, and my mom and dad. And we lived in this tiny apartment in Dwight, Illinois. So it was a quiet little place, you know, kind of cute suburby type of place. And the apartment buildings were nice, but they were small. And me and my brother shared a room. It was a 2-bedroom apartment. We shared a room and a bunk bed. So I slept on the top bunk, and he's 3 or 4 years younger than me, so he slept on the bottom bunk. And one night I was laying in bed, And my bedroom was at the end of the hall against the wall, and my parents' bedroom was on the opposite end of the hallway against the same wall. So I couldn't see into their bedroom. But at the end of the hallway, I could see the bathroom, and the bathroom was lit up. The light was on. Someone left it on. So I was laying in bed, and I was just staring at the bathroom because I was restless. Like, I couldn't sleep. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing, like, a little boy laughing and playing in the living room, which I also could not see from the angle of my bedroom. And I thought immediately it was my little brother, and I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm going to have to go get him and get him back in bed because he's still young, and he would sometimes do that. He'd get out of bed and go play, and I'd have to be like, come on, let's go to bed. And so I got up, and I started getting down off the ladder off of my bunk bed, and I noticed that Isaiah was still in bed. He was still asleep, and it scared me really, really bad. I actually just got goosebumps because I just remember the feeling. I was so scared that my back hurt. That's a thing for me. If I feel scared or I feel negative energy, my spine will feel like it's on fire. So my back started hurting. So I climbed as fast as I could back up that ladder, and I jumped in bed, and I put the covers over my head, and I got really scared and shaky because it was nighttime. It was bedtime. I know that didn't have any other siblings, did not know why I heard that noise. And it was so clear. The noise, hearing the laughter and whatnot was so clear. So I hid my head underneath the covers, and I kind of just tried to calm myself and just breathe. And being so young, the first thing you want to do is run to your parents' room, but you're scared to be seen by whatever it is out there. So after a minute, things kind of settled down, and then I heard it again. I heard the laughter, this time with more footsteps, kind of, like the boy was, like, jumping around. And I started to panic really, really bad. So I tried to peek out from underneath the covers, and I saw the little boy just run as fast as he could from the living room, down the hallway, and straight into my parents' room. And I started crying hysterically. I was so scared. I was like, no, this is scary. Like, what do I do? Like, I can't run to my parents for help because the little boy just ran in there. It was a little blonde boy. And so I started crying, and I eventually cried myself to sleep. And then the next day, I overheard my dad talking to my mom about there being a little blonde boy behind their, like, box fan that they had at the end of the bed. And there was a little blonde boy behind it staring at him and laughing while he was sleeping. And I was shook. I fell out. I was not having it. I locked myself in my room and cried because I didn't want my parents to know I saw it too. I didn't want anything to do with that. And that was my first paranormal experience that I can recall. And like I said, I've had plenty since then. I actually have a lot that I could share with my grandmother and my mom, and especially my dad. My dad and I seem to have shared quite a few experiences together, being that he seemed like he wasn't that type of person that believed in ghosts until we lived in a specific house, and then it got bad. It got really bad. There was something negative attached to that house, and that's when he really started to believe. My grandma would come in and try to cleanse the house, and it just wouldn't work, and it was just, something was bad there. Even the people now, we ended up selling the house, and the people who live there now say that, yeah, this place is haunted, and they just can't sell the house now, and they said that something bad is there. So I'll go into that in, like, a different podcast. I have a couple different experiences in that, but yeah, it was just crazy. And to me, my whole idea on, like, the spirits that are lingering around are just, I believe in reincarnation. So, like, a spirit might wait in limbo for a while, and they kind of just roam around until they're ready to be reincarnated. Some of them don't, some of them do. That's just what I think, only because of stories that I've read in the news and different crazy things happening. But I'd love to hear what you think happens after we go. That it would be fantastic. If you don't believe in ghosts, I'm sorry. You can try to debunk whatever you want. If anything, it's just a fun little ghost story. So, done with that part of it, on my blog, you can see, you know, more about my first experience and how I interpret it. You can see the dreams that I've interpreted, like the posts I put on today. The one that I put on today was called There Has to Be More, The Dream with the Lion. So, I use the book In Your Dreams, The Ultimate Dream Dictionary. It's by Mary Summer Rain. It's just a dreamer's dictionary that kind of will tell you what different parts of your dream means. So I'll kind of write out my dream. I'll circle the significant things in there and then break it down and try to use my intuition. And I use this book to interpret what my dreams mean. So you can kind of see that. On my blog, you can also see all the different information for like my Instagram, my Twitter, and then, of course, on my site. So this week for my create something new, I did create a dream board where I've been cutting out pieces of magazines, and I made my dream board so it's like a goal-oriented thing. You can see pictures of it on my Instagram. Like I've cut out like different like flowers for my garden. I really want a garden with a beautiful sunroom where the sunroom points towards the east so I can drink my coffee or my tea and I can do my yoga as the sun's rising. And I want, you know, chickens and flowers. I want babies and I want a massive, massive garden. All I really want in the end of life is adventure and a family. I want a strong family and plenty of babies with my husband. So that was my create something new. I don't have a try something new. And it is Wednesday, so I'm kind of panicking about that. I might make my try something new, my YouTube video, because I haven't really done it very well before, so that might be my try something new. I didn't get to go to the Buddhist temple like I wanted to. The person who's going to go with me bailed, and I didn't want to go by myself because I'm nervous too. So I will write in the description underneath this video all of my different information that you can find with that being said. So if you can come up with any ideas for my try something new, whether it be a food or just a book to read, I don't even care. Just any suggestions on that, I'd be more than happy to hear them. Next podcast, like I said, we'll be talking about dreams and how I interpret them and kind of some different things that I experience in that, and maybe give you my opinion on what things mean. So even if you wanted to, you could, you know, contact me and tell me about your dream and I can try to break it down in the next podcast for you. So anyway, I hope you'll have an amazing day. And I guess I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.